Heading to the start of the session on March 2nd, Florida is looking at a projected $3.3 billion two-year revenue shortfall, including an estimated $2.75 billion deficit in fiscal year 2022, which begins on July 1st.
Frankly, for the last 8 months, we've been almost exclusively under executive order in dealing with many of the issues with COVID. That has been eating away at our deficit even more.
Doug Broxson, a Republican from Gulf Breeze, is beginning his second term in the Florida Senate District 1 after serving two terms in the House. Looking ahead to the session, he says one major funding challenge will be education.
I think we're going to see some pretty hard times for many of the programs. We're going to try to make sure that we fund properly K through 12. I believe you're going to see some adjustments in higher ed as far as what availabilities of money that we have.
But the good news for higher ed, contends Broxson, is that second and third rounds of CARES Act federal funding has been approved and is expected to pump about $2 billion into the classroom, much of it in the universities.
We're trying to work with the universities, make sure that they don't create new programs that we cannot fund next year, but maybe help us get through this shortfall by responsibly using that money on areas that are recurring and not something that's new.
But that said, Broxson is also quick to add that schools in Florida are not as slammed as they are in other states.
Florida is so far ahead of many of these other states that are completely broke. We've continued to send students to class. We have a vibrant distant learning program, both higher ed and K through 12. We feel good about where we are from an educational standpoint, but there are going to be some difficult cuts.
Another budget Achilles heel, says Broxson, is an unexpected $1 billion increase in Medicaid and how it may impact mandated commitments such as education, roads, and prisons. State law requires the legislature to produce a balanced budget, something in 2021 that will be easier said than done.
I think it's going to be across-the-board cuts. I've been meeting with staff every day in my silo, which is education appropriations, and we're looking at every way that we can fairly cut and still have a vibrant educational system in Florida. But there are going to be some difficult cuts. They will be fair.
In regard to Florida Senate District 1, Broxson says he's reducing the number of bills he plans to sponsor this year because of the gaping hole in the general fund budget.
I've notified the counties and cities that their member projects are going to be reduced this year, if any. And we're going to try to fund those things that are the core mission of the state: transportation, education, children and family, criminal justice, all those things that people depend on.
Two of the higher profile measures to be filed are House Bill 7 and Senate Bill 72. They would extend COVID-19 liability protection to businesses, schools, nonprofits, and religious organizations, which make a good faith effort to follow guidelines. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.